T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Here is Lieutenant Governor, Republican candidate Kim Giordano. Lieutenant Governor, welcome back. Thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you for having me, Dom. How are you?
Well, very well. And I got to tell you, you get rave reviews in the Giordano household from my wife, who follows this, but not as closely as some people. And we had never heard you, at least on my show or some of the others here, too much. And people are wowed by what they hear, what you've been able to articulate against pretty severe media odds.
Well, I thank you for that. But it's really the message right on point. You know, I'm addressing the problems that are facing the people of New Jersey. My opponent is not. So I wish I could say it was just my waxing eloquently, but it's really addressing property taxes, sanctuary state, issues that concern New Jerseyans. And that's why I think it's beginning to resonate.
It is. And the media, though, I'm looking at some of the national, there's a lot of national stories about you. The Hill says GOP governor hopeful veers to the hard right in New Jersey. So he says sanctuary state. Unprompted, he's happy to say this, which is inflammatory beyond belief. And because you do an ad showing what that's about, suddenly that's veering to the right versus toward common sense.
Well, he's veered to the far, far left. I mean, he's to the left of Bernie Sanders, and he wants to be the progressive liberal Democrat standard bearer going forward for the entire nation. And it's clear because of his position, not just on sanctuary state, that just highlights it. I'm not moved to the right. I'm just common sense. And by the way, Tom, I've been running people's background checks since I got to be the sheriff in Monmouth County and found out that we didn't run people's immigration status in the jail. I thought they did. I think most people in New Jersey think we run every available detainer, FBI, local, state, national, international, and immigration. I think they thought that. I certainly did, even with my background as a federal.
Sure, officer. And with computerization, this is not that hard to do. We ought to be doing it, without a doubt.
Yeah, well, we won't be doing it if Phil Murphy is elected governor in the state of New Jersey, and now, we will be releasing violent criminals and harboring them.
Absolutely. Now, Lieutenant Governor, another area, too, where people are noticing is the gender gap with this Quinnipiac poll. But you have not resorted to what is the usual playbook of someone of your gender, someone who's a female. And I think that's a good thing. And you would think people in New Jersey would notice that. You don't say, I'm the woman in this election. You talk about being sheriff and the other accomplishments through lieutenant governor and your policy.
Right. I think that's, you know, I don't think there is a gender gap. If you're a working mom like I am, you're not paying. You're too busy off to school that you get to work on time with the right, you know, colored shoes on, quite frankly, and then get home in time to meet the kids at the school bus so they can get their homework done and get to their activities. They will come home on Tuesday when they have to vote. They're going to look very carefully at both candidates, ask themselves this question: which one is going to provide me for an affordable New Jersey, and which one is going to keep my family safe? And there's only one answer when you ask those two questions.
Now, let me ask you the question of the area. We see the recent polling, too, and we see Governor Christie's approval, according to the Quinnipiac poll, down to about 14. What do you say when you're asked? There's constant ads. Some listeners have asked me about Governor Christie and your policies, say, versus his.
Right. It's, you know, two things. First, Christie's not going to be on the ballot. It's the only argument you have for becoming the governor of the state of New Jersey is that, you know, Chris Christie is on the ballot. Well, you're in big trouble since his name's not going to appear anywhere. It's really the only argument he has, Dom. It really is. And that's not an argument. That's a defense. For me, I disagreed with the governor when it counted. I did it behind closed doors because that's what lieutenant governors do. Vice presidents don't get ahead of presidents. Lieutenant governors in New Jersey don't get ahead of governors in New Jersey. I know people aren't used to that because they've never had a lieutenant governor run for governor before, but I disagreed with him out loud vocally when it came to raising taxes, something that we had always agreed not to do. And when the governor proposed a 23-cent gas tax hike, I disagreed with him vocally. And that's where we parted ways, quite frankly. The people that are going to have to pay that 23-cent gas tax hike are the working men and women in New Jersey, and they can't afford it. I know they can't afford it.
No, and it stopped me from going to New Jersey so much to get the big break that we used to get. You know, I still hold that against it. Hey, would you tell people where to find you for this last push, this last week? I know you're doing a bus tour. Are you coming to South Jersey?
Yeah, we'll be in South Jersey. I don't have the tour in front of me right now, but we start the bus tour on Thursday, and we're going to work all the way through about 2 o'clock on Tuesday, Election Day. And we'll be hitting all 21 counties, myself and my running mate, Carlos Rendo, who's the lieutenant governor nominee. And we're not going to miss anyone. We're hoping to get everybody out to vote. It's going to be, as you know, a low turnout year. We need to make sure people understand that Phil Murphy has promised to raise their taxes and promised to make New Jersey a sanctuary state, something I don't even think independents and Democrats want to see. In fact, I'm sure they don't want to, because major senators down in South Jersey right now, Senator Van Drew, a Democrat, has said, I don't agree with Phil Murphy on this. Two senators in Central Jersey have, in their debates, said, I don't agree with Phil Murphy on this. They're jumping ship.
Absolutely.
Yeah, wrong for New Jersey.
Where do people go, though, to see the bus tour coming up and to support? What's the website?
Oh, the website is kim4nj.com, and we'll be posting the bus tour today or tomorrow, late today or first thing tomorrow. It's kim4nj.com, and if you want the emails, if we're going to be in your town, you can sign up for the emails.
Great stuff. Hope to see you maybe when you're coming by on Thursday or when the bus comes. It's right over the bridge. We're here.
All right, thanks, Tom.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.